WUSF has been reporting on America's housing crunch here in Hillsborough County. You've heard about long waits for public housing, the effects of housing instability on children and seniors, and challenges for first-time homebuyers. For the final story in our series, Growing Unaffordable, WUSF reporters Roberto Roldan, Kathy Carter, and Stephanie Colombini report on efforts to tackle the problem head-on.
Back in October, hundreds of Hillsborough County residents packed the pews of Tampa's first Seventh-day Adventist Church. It was a gathering of congregations, all members of the Hillsborough Organization for Progress and Equality, or HOPE. For the last 30 years, the group has lobbied county government on issues from criminal justice reform to senior care. Longtime member Gretchen Del Savio told those gathered that they finally got a win on an issue they've been working on for 5 years, affordable housing.
On September 20th, the county approved $5.125 million for affordable housing for the 2019 county budget and an additional $1.6 million for 2020.
Amen.
Even though the audience cheered for the $5 million, it wasn't what they were hoping for. At nearly every county commission meeting this year, members from HOPE have asked for the creation of an affordable housing trust fund of $10 million each year. They say that money could help build new affordable housing. Going forward, HOPE plans to serve as a watchdog over the $5 million and to keep lobbying for the trust fund. Their chances could be better in the coming year. That's because two newly elected commissioners openly supported their efforts. Here's then-candidate Mariella Smith at that October meeting outlining a way to use developer fees.
We would only charge developers the same amount that they are charged in other counties for their development fees. We could use part of that money for affordable housing.
The new Hillsborough County Commission will start discussing proposals in January.
State lawmakers will also have an opportunity to address affordable housing when the new legislative session begins in March. Jamie Ross, CEO of the Florida Housing Coalition, says a lot has changed since she first began lobbying legislators. She says she used to have to explain why affordable housing was important. Now, it's on everybody's radar.
I can't go anywhere where folks don't already know that this is a really important issue. And it has been most definitely a political issue in the elections that we just saw.
During the recent campaign season, each of the candidates for governor said they supported using all of the state's affordable housing trust funds, known as the Sadowski Act for Housing. For the past 15 years, billions of dollars have been diverted for other purposes. Only Andrew Gillum said he would veto any attempt to sweep money from the state's housing funds. Even so, Jamie Ross says she is optimistic about what Governor-elect Ron DeSantis will do on affordable housing.
Because he has an opportunity now to distinguish himself as a person who is going to bring the program back to being the way it used to be.
Florida's incoming Republican Senate Majority Leader, Kathleen Passidomo, has filed a bill which aims to protect the Sadowski Trust Fund. Jamie Ross says if all the money is set aside as intended this coming year, it could at least put a dent in solving Florida's affordable housing problem.
Right now, that money is estimated to be $328.2 million.
If fully appropriated, Ross says that would mean 12,000 affordable housing units could be constructed in Florida, and that's just in 1 year.
At the federal level, cuts in funding have essentially turned public housing programs into lottery systems. Only one in four applicants ever get housing. Diane Yentel leads the National Low-Income Housing Coalition. She says experts have plenty of data on how to fix the housing problem.
What we lack is the political will to fund those solutions at the scale necessary.
She says several members of Congress on both sides of the aisle are starting to pay attention.
And they're responding with some really big, bold proposals to solve the housing crisis, the likes of which we haven't seen in decades.
Those ideas include investing more money in the National Housing Trust Fund, creating tax credits for renters, and incentivizing housing agencies to help residents move out of areas with a lot of poverty. Yentel says these efforts would cost billions of dollars to implement. She says it's encouraging to see some lawmakers understand that kind of investment's worth it. But until a majority get on board, these bills will go nowhere. It can be easy for some to say, well, I can afford my house, not my problem. But Yentel says that's not the case.
Housing instability causes significant negative impacts, which one way or another, families, communities, and the country are paying for through increasing costs in other sectors. Education is an example. Health outcomes.
Yentel says all you have to do is look at cities on the West Coast, like San Francisco, to see how housing inaction has led to a dramatic rise in homelessness. She says Hillsborough County and the rest of the nation could meet the same fate unless changes are made now. I'm Stephanie Colombini.
I'm Kathy Carter.
And I'm Roberta Roldan, WUSF 89.7 News.